folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. I'll be filling in today for Melody Cederstrom. She had to take some time off to take care of some personal business. I know you're going to miss her, and but I'll do my best to be here for you. This is Wednesday, the 14th, I believe it is. No, by golly, 15th day of September 2021. Welcome to today's broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. We're here trying to fill in for Melody while she's going, do the best I can for her program, American Survival. And our guest today, as always on Wednesdays, when possible, is Wendy Wilson with the Apothecary Herbs. Wendy, are you there?
I am, Pastor Butch. Here I am.
It's good to have you, sweetheart. I'm going to bring you up a minute and just turn you loose, but I got to do the Melody report and Mark report first, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
All righty. Folks, gold today, the gold is still struggling. It's $17.94, down $10.60. Silver is $23.80. It's down 4 cents. Platinum is up a buck, $9.36. Palladium is up $32 at $19.40, and rhodium up $300, folks, at $9,800. So we're seeing some fluctuation there in the metals, but I promise you that is a way to go to protect your wealth. Do not put it in paper. I don't care if it's 401ks, IRAs, or paper dollars. Get it out of there as quick as you can. The Dow was up 0.80% at 34,853. The NASDAQ was up 0.89% of 15,171. S&P was up 42 at 44.85. The Nikkei was down 158 at 35.11. So we're seeing the market still plugging right along. I mean, what can you say? It's just that it is. The 10-year yield was up 0.03. So it's slightly up. Oil was up 3.12 is 72.66. Man, the folks, price oil is going to keep on climbing. Wintertime's coming, heat and fuel. You can look for $100 a barrel, in my opinion, October, November at least. $100 a barrel. So you figure it out. We're heading into maybe a winter of, we'll say, squeezes for people. I'll be sharing this more in a little bit. But according to the UN, the price of foods went up 33%. 33% since last year. But let's get into it with Wendy Wilson. She has some very interesting news here with us today, Wendy, and I want you to share it. Please go right ahead.
Hey, yes, glad to be with you here, Pastor Butch. Always glad to be with you. I thought we'd talk about some new, well, some recent research, really, where medical science is admitting, hey, herbs help the body to heal itself. So this was a report, August, this is research back in August 2019, and it was conducted at Tashwane University of Technology and Biomedical Science in South Africa, where they housed more than 25,000 plant species there. So this was like the perfect place to conduct this research for them. So what they did is on this research, they looked at the way your medicinal plants help the human body regulate or regenerate and heal wounds. So the scientists were looking at the way these herbs assisted in cell and tissue repair, and they are calling these techniques restoration processes. So herbs help your body with restoration processes is what they discovered. So the research team also speculated on how these substances could be used in pharmaceutical drugs, especially for trauma care situations to help speed recovery processes. So, of course, they're looking ahead to patent something there. So medicine really wants to leverage these herbs and put them into drugs and call them a new specialty. It's called tissue engineering and regenerative medicine. What do you think of that, Pastor Butch?
Sounds really good, doesn't it?
Oh, I know. We already have the herbs. And then we're in the same boat. We are in the same boat. 100 years ago, okay, 100 years
Absolutely.
Ago, if you look back, I read a lot of journal articles, Pastor Butch, and when I look at these journal articles from physicians of the 1900s, 1920s, 1930s, they're writing about how they healed their patients with nutrition, foods, herbs, things like that. And then after the, I can't go into all the details, but they, when all the natural healing schools that taught these physicians got closed, and they were replaced with AMA pharmaceutical type medical schools. This is where the shift happened. We're now drugs, were the big deal, and physicians just were pretty much regulated to drug pushers, really, pretty much. So I think it's just fascinating. We're in the same boat today. So here they are wanting to go back to the herbs to heal people, but they want to make petrochemical drugs out of them, and they want to re-engineer everything and recreate, well, God's wheel, basically, I think. His copyrights is under threat.
Well, so, see, there's no money in natural drugs for them. They got to redo them so they can patent them.
Oh,
then
I
you
know.
Make money.
You see, yep, yep. Well, so herbs and your biological processes they're finding out is pretty special. And this is, you know, with God's stamp and hand on it. So what science is figuring out is that your medicinal herbs offer concentrated nutrients that assist in rebuilding structures like bone, ligaments, tendons, tissue, skin, muscle, all your cells. So it's the building blocks of nutrition to help regenerate those types of areas. Now, medical science wants to launch this new drug, it's called drug line, to promote this regenerative type of therapy for just about every trauma you can think of, including post-surgical treatments for joint replacement surgery. So they've got their list. They already have this all planned out. And the research did get published in the Academy of Rigor Journal Conversations, August 2019. Let me read you a quote from that journal article. They say, "We are researchers working this area because we think medicinal plants may hold the latest answers to the limitations within medicine. Our research yielded positive results in the laboratory suggesting compounds taken from plants offer a valuable support with regenerative to bone and other tissues," end of quote. So they're admitting medicine has limitations and your herbs have the benefits. I love this.
Our ancestors knew this a couple thousand years ago, didn't they?
I know.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Well, and let's look at this new specialty for a second. So the new specialty within your medical science, the tissue engineering and regenerative medicine, is trying to pick apart your natural healing therapies and apply them to your drug therapy. So here are three elements is in this new area of medicine. It's called signals from your body and organs, stem cell activity, and also scaffold building. And, you know, do you know what scaffold building is within medicine, Pastor Butch?
No, I don't. I do not.
Yeah, most people don't know what that is. They don't know what scaffold building is. So what it does is it attempts to use your materials to build biological systems to replace the body tissue and function. So here's an example. They want to artificially build the following while they tell patients they're actually using a natural process. They want to rebuild bone and re-engineer it, your stem cells, your cartilage, your skin, and even your brain cells and neurons. So here's how you know this is going to be a very artificial process here and not a natural regeneration. Here's a quote again from the journal article where they say, "These scaffolds are meant to repair or modify cell phase behavior and influence the shape-forming processes. Currently, most of the scaffolds being used do not contain all the appropriate functions for repair. Thus, we're turning to the medicinal herbs for guidance," end of quote. Wow. So this is the same problem they had back in the 1920s and 30s where Rockefeller, who created the AMA, was trying to convince the doctors that came out of the natural healing schools, "Hey, we have these petrochemical drugs now. You can just prescribe them for X, Y, and Z." But the response that he got, Rockefeller heard from the doctors, were, "Why do we need that when we already have these medicinal herbs that work just fine?"
Uh-huh.
So this is what was the stumbling block for the AMA back then. So what you probably heard what happened. So Rockefeller had to get rid of the competition, and it took him 10 years, and he crafted a plan where he went to the medical schools that were teaching doctors nutritional therapies and convinced them to come under the AMA umbrella of these new medical schools that were teaching petrochemical medicine to the students, and that they would share and they would, you know, come together and they would just, you know, dovetail together and be just one fappy little family. So when the schools agreed to do that, then it wasn't too long after they all were under this umbrella that he hired the Magellan Group and paid them to go out and do an assessment of all the medical schools, whether it's the petrochemical AMA schools or the natural healing schools. Just go assess them all, come back with a report. And, of course, you can tell what happened. The report for the AMA schools was just, you know, perfect. And then the reports for the natural healing schools got a substandard grade, and they had to be closed under the AMA agreement, say, that all these schools went under.
Cunning devil, wasn't they? Very cunning devil.
It was. And so doctors used to be holistic physicians. That's what we had in America.
Yes.
I mean, that's why you can go back to the Pharmacia book in the United States in the early 1900s, and you can see all these natural herbs and stuff listed for different healing processes. And after the AMA took over, they kicked all that stuff out. So, you know, it's interesting. I think it's interesting. Well, how science is approaching these issues is, you know, to take your natural resource, your herbs, and recreate them. So, and no surprise here that the new creation is really going to not work like the original. So in their research, they found herbs that can heal a hip fracture, Pastor Butch, in less than half the time, less than half the normal time. And that was probably bone knit what they were working with. That's what the Native American Indians used to heal bones.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, I just got to ask a question. Why all of a sudden do you think they're doing this? What is their scheme? I don't trust them for good morning. What's their scheme?
Yeah, well, I think they're kind of, you know, at a loss. They've kind of come to the end of the road or the end of their rope with creating drugs out of stuff they dig up in dirt and under rocks, and you know, because they would make antibiotics out of mold and stuff out of dirt. So they're and people they're seeing a shift. To be honest, people they're seeing a shift in the natural healing realm is growing year after year. People are, you know, leaning towards that, and they'll use modern medicine as a last resort. So they're noticing that. So they're trying to work this angle, in my opinion, into the area of AMA medicine, that they're more into the natural stuff. Here's something more natural with very little or no side effects and so forth. Because people are catching on. Side effects are really secondary diseases that drug therapies give you, because if it weren't a disease, the doctor couldn't write in a prescription for your side effect.
That's
so
true.
They're noticing this. So I think, and so that's why they're kind of working this angle, and they're going to tell people this is a natural therapy to help them regenerate quickly. But basically, you're gonna see that it's not gonna work just like the herbs will. It just won't. Once you isolate plant compounds and turn them into a petrochemical isolated form, they're not the same. You're stripping away uptake minerals and other alkaloids that help those nutrients perform correctly. So it's like God's chemistry. You can't just kind of muck with it and then expect the same thing to happen. But that's what they're saying. So now they discovered herbs that help your body regenerate collagen even. So they're going to have a collagen therapy and a substance to also create new cartilage and bone. But you got herbs that do that now. So here we are, Pastor Butch, in science. They're examining our herbs due to all the millennia of use and tons of historical writings on them. Cultures all over the world have used herbs for thousands of years, but they're looking for angles to exploit this. So I do not know what else really to say other than they're trying to exploit it, because the research shows that plants have benefits for healing, but they also want to just use certain plants for certain things, and that would do.
Okay. Well, obviously they found a way to make a profit, or they wouldn't be interested.
Yeah, well, they want to remove, they want to, like you said, they want to legislate it, regulate it, and control it. And then that means, you know, only certain areas of the industry will be able to provide that for you. Here's another quote from the journal article. It's a given that medicinal plants have been found to have value in wound healing and anti-aging therapy. So it stands to reason they could be useful in the pharmaceutical fields as well. So you already have the plants. You don't need the pharmaceutical company. That's the point.
You know? Wouldn't you think they'd be more interested, if they're really sincere about this, in just refining the plant and maybe condensing the plant and make it more potent than just trying to remodel it with some kind of petrochemical device, kind of, if they really were concerned, they'd find a way to better utilize the natural way.
Right. Well, and it'd be less expensive because the less
sure.
you do to,
that's the whole key.
Yeah, the less you do to it. Yeah, the less you do it, the less expensive. Here's a one last quote, I think. These are exciting findings, they write, suggesting we can incorporate our medicinal plants with the selected properties and combine it with, remember now, selected properties, so they've isolated what they want from the plant, and combine it with biomedical engineering to address current limitations within medicine. Well, you know, when you mess with God's copyright, there's going to be, you know, a difference. But you know what they're going to sell people on? They're going to say this is going to lower your healthcare costs. That's what they always say. It's going to lower your healthcare costs. So the report is saying that their intentions are to take our selected elements from the herbs, add them to their drugs to justify supposedly lowering healthcare costs. So who are they kidding? That's not going to lower
healthcare costs. That's the whole key. It's more control, folks. Somehow they're going to get control of things we're now able to purchase naturally. They're going to control that somehow. Mark my words, that's going to happen.
Yeah, they also concluded and said it is predicted the biomedical plant therapies will bring over $1.5 billion to the industry by 2024. It will become a biomaterial marketplace. Wow. Money answereth all things, Pastor Butch.
And the love of money is still the root of all evil.
Yeah, well, healthcare is the third is a third of the nation's economy, and nobody wants to kill that golden goose. See,
I agree.
But you know, stand up for your rights to have these herbs. God's told you they're here for the service of man and healing the nations. He gave them to you. Don't let them be taken from you. That's my message.
All right, very good, very good. Give the folks your number before we run out of time here.
Okay, sure. They can call us at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit us at thepowerherbs.com. Our new product catalog, Pastor Butch, is on the way. We'll have it in 10 days. So people that have requested catalogs, be patient. Also, we just caught up on the Labor Day sale. So if you didn't get your order, it's because we've been trying to play catch up here.
Number one more time.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Always a pleasure, Pastor Butch.
Oh, you too, Wendy. You're always a bright spot in my day. Thanks for being there.
Oh, thank you for having me. You have a blessed afternoon.
Talk to you too, sweetheart. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're going to break. After the break, we're going to cover some interesting stories, I do believe, so don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and again, this is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm filling from Melody's Houston today. She had to take care of some personal business. She'll be back with you next week, actually. So tomorrow afternoon, Dave will be with you, and then Friday, Lord willing, I'll be here live again. I know I can't do what Melody does. She has been doing this for so many years. She's an expert on what she does. Obviously, she is. Anybody being in business, as long as she's being a business, has to be an expert, or she wouldn't be there. You need to give her a call at 800-375-4188. We'll just start a couple items here that are not necessarily anything to do with finances, but I think something we need to look at. It's this first one is almost humorous if it wants to stand. Tourists are now smoking, no, I'm not making this up. Tourists are now smoking toad venom in Mexico's hipster town Tulum. Observers are split on the consequences of speed toading, using the venom called bufo as a cure for the ills of the modern world. I knew back in the ancient times, Indians actually licked toads. They did. The Indians would catch a toad and lick it. I've always wondered, ever since I've known this truth, I wondered, who was the first Indian to lick a toad? Yeah, well, you tell me. I mean, how do you figure out that they make them high? Somebody had licked toad first, but anyway. The smoking of a powerful hallucinogenic toad venom in short retreats, a practice known as speed toading, is exploding in the Caribbean tourist hub of Tulum, where it's now sought after a new age healing tool. Bufo alvarius, which contains a fast-acting psychedelic 5-MeO-DMT, regarded as many as the world's most powerful psychoactive substance, and often referred to simply as Bufo, is touted by some of its purveyors as a miracle cure for the ills of modern world and of the modern world and mental health issues. Emerging research suggests reliably brings about mystical experiences, reduces depression, and relieves anxiety. But a significant minority of the users report serious mental health difficulties after smoking the so-called God molecule. Folks, I'm not making this stuff up. This is for real stuff. If I was a science fiction writer, I'd get rich doing this. I mean, toad venom, speed toading. It's a shame we don't have these kind of toads out on the East Coast, isn't it? I mean, this is actually happening in this country. Now, if you've been listening to the news, and some of y'all may listen to world news, I don't listen much to the mainline news. I don't listen much to it. Newsom beats back GOP-led recall. That doesn't surprise me at all. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Tuesday emphatically defeated a recall aimed at kicking him out of office early, a contest the Democrat framed as part of a national battle for his party values in the face of the coronavirus pandemic and continued threats from Trumpism. Newsom bolted to a quick victory boosted by healthy turnout in the overwhelmingly Democratic state. He cast it as a win for the handling of the pandemic and liberal issues, and it ensures the nation's most populous state will remain in Democratic control as a laboratory for progressive policies. No, it's not the only thing that was expressed tonight, Newsom said. I want to focus on what we said yes to as a state. We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccine. We said yes to ending the pandemic. Folks, was that any surprise? I mean, did it really surprise you that he won? We know reported a few days ago right here on this program, I think Monday night or Monday, I reported that some Republicans went in to vote and they'd already voted and didn't even know it. That's true. Can we? Surely you don't believe we have honest elections. You don't believe in that, do you? I don't think you can. And I know it discourages a lot of people not even to vote, and I can understand how they feel, especially in state elections or national elections. Perhaps in a school board election, maybe, where you count by hand, you may have a chance. But Newsom won, and I'm convinced there was a lot of vote rigging going on. Nonetheless, the results are the same. He won. So if you still think voting's going to make a difference, I have to question sometimes. Now, this is interesting. Federal tax collections set record through August. Now, these numbers are big. I'm going to try to read them. The federal government collected a record $3,586,456,000,000 in total taxes through the first 11 months of fiscal 2021. The federal government also collected $1,829,589,000 in individual income taxes in September through August period. However, because the federal government also spent $6,297,090,000,000, the Treasury still ran a deficit of $2,710,635,000,000. So even though they run records, they still spent roughly three trillion more than they brought in. I don't know how long people think this can go on like this. I don't know. I mean, we're seeing the results of it everywhere. This is catching up to us. Where they're using fiat currencies. Fiat currency called a dollar, which is no more a dollar than the deck of cards I have somewhere around the house here. That's not, they're not dollars. They're probably worth more than a dollar bill. Probably cost more to make them. But there's nothing backing a dollar. And that's just the way it is. Even the petrodollar is dead and dying quickly around the world. It's not being accepted as a international currency of value, so the dollar will continue to shrink. As a dollar shrinks, inflation will take over, and you will see things happen in our country, in our lifetime, that you never dreamed possible. If you're older than 40 years old, even 30, but I'd say 40, you're going to see things that you never thought possible in America. You're literally going to see food shortages. You're going to see food prices so high that even though the food's available, you can't buy it. I pray, folks, that I'm totally off on this, but I don't think so. I don't. Let me tell you why. First came the frost and drought. Now comes the rise in food prices. Wild weather, labor and equipment shortages, and a snarled global supply chain have hit everything from chips to cooking equipment and food. Now, around the globe, prices for staple commodities, from beef to wheat to sugar and vegetable oil, are steadily rising, fueled by a mix of drought, fires, frost, and COVID-19 labor shortages. Prices globally are up nearly 33% since the same period last year, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Monthly food price index released on Thursday. From July, prices are up by 3%. Overall, this year, the FAO's index puts food prices at levels not seen since 2011. The peak of rising prices spurred by weather shock stocks and high oil prices. So, folks, 33% worldwide average since this time last year. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed it in their prices? Not only do restaurants have to raise their wages to get help, but food prices are soaring. And as we said on this program many, 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 many times, companies, corporations don't pay the increases. You do. You pay them when the prices go up. For what you buy in the store to eat, if you go in and buy a hamburger, you're paying for the increases. You're paying for the increase in wages, health benefits, and inflation on the food. You're paying for it. I don't want to sound negative, and I don't mean to come across as being something to discourage you, but we have got to face the facts. We have been spoiled rotten in this country. I, for one, never went to bed hungry unless I wanted to. My dad and mom worked hard, and yes, well, I guess you could say we were pretty poor when I was growing up. I mean, we really were. We had a little four- or five-room house and a path. The path led to the outhouse. We didn't have indoor plumbing until I was about 12 years old. But that's not the point I want to make. The point is this. We all were equally poor back then, but we had plenty to eat. Today, maybe we're doing better. We got bigger homes, nice cars, and indoor plumbing and all that. And we've been spoiled to the point of thinking that's going to be going on forever, with food everywhere being wasted by the tons. It's not. It's going to end. It's going to end. It's going to come to a hard halt. U.S. poverty rate rose from 60-year low. Incomes fell amid virus. Now, that's an understatement, of course. U.S. household income fell in 2020, while the national poverty rate rose from a 60-year low as the COVID-19 pandemic upended the U.S. economy and threw millions out of work. Medium inflation-adjusted household income decreased 2.9% last year. Now, let's think a minute now. Food prices were up 33%. Income went down 3%. So that means food, you're paying 36% more for the food, right, because you don't have as much money you had coming in before. Let that sink in a minute. Not only the food prices got 33%, incomes dropped almost 3%. Should that concern us? I would think so. The poverty rate rose 1 percentage point to 11.4% after having dropped for 5 straight years. So this is what we're seeing. And again, millions, and I mean millions of businesses went out of business. They closed the door because of COVID. They lost everything. Means of jobs are going. Now I realize now that people are having a hard time finding help. The next article is going to discuss that. But the businesses that were the backbone of the economy, a lot of the middle class, will say families and businesses, have shut down for good. They're not coming back. If we allow this to continue in this country, and I can't speak for the world, I'm speaking for America. If we allow them to do that again, shame on us. And may our children curse us for ignorance and apathy. Over 2/3 of businesses worldwide report hiring difficulties. A new survey of nearly 45,000 employers in dozen countries showed that 69% of businesses reported having a hard time finding workers, a 15-year high for the second consecutive quarter. A survey carried out by Employment Services Provider Manpower Group found that over 2/3 of employers in 43 countries said finding skilled talents remain a top challenge. In order to overcome the hiring hurdle, 67% are offering prospective employees more flexibility around both work schedules and where the work gets done. At the same time, 41% are investing in training, skill development, and mentoring in order to help ease the labor crunch. I say that's a good move. I do. Training and mentoring, that's a great move. Employers also reported stronger hiring intentions this year than last, with 15 countries, including Canada, United States, and the United Kingdom, reporting their highest hiring outlook since the survey began. This recovery is unlike any we have seen before, when hiring intent picking up much faster than after the previous economic downturn. At the same time, some workers are hesitant to re-engage with employers as factors including health concerns and child care challenges continue. So, I don't know what the answer is. I'm glad to see that they are willing to now start training new workers. I remember there was no really lack of jobs when I was a young man, and when I first got married, there were jobs. They weren't all big paying jobs. There were jobs out there. But one of the biggest problems with getting a decent job was a lack of experience. And I always wondered, how can I get experience if I don't go to work, get the experience? But if they're going to train workers, I think it's a wonderful thing. Perhaps that'll help them in the long run. But it still doesn't change the fact that food prices are up 33% last year, does it? And this story may seem a little odd, but it's really true. There's a massive flour shortage right now. Again, who would have thought we'd run out of flowers? Who would have thought that? In addition to all the other goods that are hard to find these days, new cars, couches, even kitchen appliances, D.C.'s flour professionals say there is a shortage of flowers that's like nothing they've seen before. Currently, the demand is an all-time high as the industry navigates the boom of weddings that were rescheduled during the last 18 months. Some vendors say that they're crammed three times the normal number of weddings into this season alone. On top of that, everyday consumers have also increased the demand for flowers. And grocery store chains are buying up flower supplies. I'm serious. So florists are having a hard time finding enough flowers to do their business. It didn't dawn on me that one day we'd have a shortage of flowers. I mean, it just didn't. I mean, I don't. That's one area my mind didn't go into, because I just couldn't imagine that we ran out of daisies and roses and they become a short supply. Just an interesting comment, I thought. Amazon raises average price $18 as it scrambles to fill 125,000 jobs. With millions of Americans still sitting on the sidelines of the labor market, Amazon and Walmart are going head-to-head in a battle to recruit thousands of additional workers before the holidays. The competition for bodies has gotten so intense that Amazon recently recommended to the contractors who handle the last leg of package delivery, you know, the ones who drive around in those navy blue Amazon-branded trucks, to stop screening potential drivers for marijuana. Do you hear that? Don't test them for drugs. Just let them drive the car. What could go wrong there? Days after Walmart revealed it would be scrapping its quarterly bonus program in favor of raising wages, Amazon has reportedly one-upped its chief rival by raising its average wage to $18 ahead of a hiring spree that could see it hire another 125,000 workers before the holidays, according to exclusive from Reuters. So, they're so desperate for drivers, let them smoke pot. No big deal. We need workers. It's a shame that they have to be tested in the first place. In my mind, that's an infringement on privacy. If they take you back and pee in a cup, that is something I just never liked for any employee to have to do. But in today's society, you never know. But now it looks apparently Amazon's not going to care if somebody gets high and, God forbid, he wreck and kill somebody, or he or she. But it's something that they're, I guess, willing to gamble with. But to go and pay them big bucks to drive those trucks and work for them, and as Walmart said, they're going to quit giving away quarterly bonuses and just raise wages, which I assume would be more for the workers in the long run. I don't know that. But we're seeing a lot of business practices, a lot of business things happening, shortages and more of other things. It's just a constant malaise of insane moves, and I don't know what else to say. We're seeing a total turnaround, if you will, of a country that has been so blessed with so much stuff. We become so selfish and we become so much of a consumer nation that we can't produce our own materials anymore. So we're at the mercy, maybe, of people who don't even like us. To me, that is foolishness. But you see, I don't have any say so in running the country. You don't either, actually. You may think we do, but we don't. We've allowed things to happen. Now we're seeing the payday coming as far as shortages, problems with delivery. It's here, it's now, and we can ignore it if you like, but it's not going to change the fact, folks, that our economy in America is suffering, and it's going to get a whole lot worse before it's over. Back at the break, don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we're back. And again, this is Pastor Butch Paul filling in the Melody Cedarstrom today while she is taking care of some personal business. I'll be here with you today and David tomorrow and me again Friday while she's out of town for a couple of days. I know I can't do what she does, but I'll do the best I can and do give her a call. Folks, I can't afford to buy much in the way of precious metals. I wish I could. I truly do. But when I do deal in precious metals, buy or sell, Melody has been my number one go-to person for many, many years. Oh, I've dealt with others. I truly have. But no one is down to earth and straightforward as Melody Cedarstrom. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I think you should call her up. And if you got your finances tied up in 401ks and IRAs or other paper assets, you should take at least part of that and put in some precious metal before it's too late. I really mean that. I'm not just saying that. Folks, I like to think I have more character, more integrity, and tell you something that would be a lie intentionally. Melody does not pay me to say these things. She does not. I just believe in what she's doing and what she has done. And I know what the precious metals over the years have done to help me pay off my home and properties years early because I listened to folks like her 20-some years ago. Spanish government announces temporary tax cuts to relieve consumers after record power prices. Now, folks, I want you to listen to this article as I try to read. It's not very long. Three short paragraphs long. I want you to catch some key words. The second word in this article is a key word because it fits America today also, basically. Spain's socialist. Let that sink in. That could be America's socialist-led government. It could be Canada's socialist-led government. But Spain's socialist-led government announced temporary tax cuts on power prices in an attempt to drive down household electricity costs, which have surged this summer and triggered outrage among the working poor. Pedro Sanchez, Spain's prime minister, addressed the nation on Monday night to minimize political damage from the hyperinflationary rise in power prices. He said taxes on electricity would be significantly reduced, and energy companies will be taxed on their extraordinary profits and redirected to consumers. Now, I just read, again, socialist-led governments, which caused the increase of goods because of government control in businesses. Maybe the power companies did make an excess profit. I don't know that. But either way, they're going to make them redirected to the consumers. And after a while, businesses who do not make the cut will go out of business or just quit trying to produce power. You figure it out. We have made a firm commitment that all citizens will pay the same electricity bill this year. So everyone will pay the same, folks, as in 2018. Sanchez said that adding that the energy company's high profits are not acceptable. So they're going to maintain the power bills as it was in 2018, no matter what. Think what you want. I don't like socialism. I don't like governments being involved in private businesses. I don't like governments being involved in handouts to the people. That is not pure capitalism, and that is not even Christian living, the way the Bible tells it. It isn't, folks. No, it isn't. A matter of fact, in First Samuel chapter 8, we'll find that when the Israelites won the king, instead of following God and through his prophets like Samuel, we won a king like all other nations. And God said, all right, Samuel, give a king, but tell him that he's going to tax them, he's going to take their flocks, he's going to take their homes, he's going to take their monies, he's going to control them. This is what he said. They want a king like other nations. They want someone to watch over and protect them like a socialistic dictator. They got it, and they paid for it. So is America. China's Lehman moment arrives on October 13th, which was, of course, is already gone, at the 13th anniversary of Lehman bankruptcy. Beijing tells banks Evergrande won't pay interest. Now, listen to this, folks. Yesterday, when covering the nonstop drama surrounding China's most insolvent property developer, Evergrande, we said that it would be remarkably ironic if Evergrande were to announce a default, which everyone knows is coming today on the 13th anniversary of Lehman's bankruptcy filing on September 15, 2008. Well, in this delightfully absurd world we live in, that's just what happened, only instead of Evergrande making the announcement, it was the entity that will soon control the massively over-levered property developer that made it for them, the Chinese government. Socialism, communism are kissing cousins, because they're basically one and the same. So, in order to keep this the Evergrande bank system alive, they said the bank is going to default on its interest payments, and the government's going to take it over. I don't know if that concerns you or not. I mean, you say, well, that's in China. Folks, it's a sign of economics worldwide, not just in China. It's everywhere. Our banks were bailed out in 2008, big time. They're bailed out again when Trump's in office, too, big time. These are real things that are happening. We are on the verge of something that, unless they can keep stacking the cards together and keep building the pyramid out of cards, it's going to blow over one day. I don't know. I don't want to keep it together. Different topic, but just as serious. If you read Matthew 24, you'll find where there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. If we aren't seeing it today in this world, I don't know whoever has. Rival Koreas test missiles hours apart, raising tensions. North and South Korea tested ballistic missiles hours apart Wednesday and display a military might that is sure to exacerbate tensions between the rivals at a time when talks aimed at stripping North of its nuclear program are stalled. South Korea's presidential office said the country conducted its first submarine-launched ballistic missile test. It said that the domestically built missile flew from a submarine and hit its designated target while President Moon Jae-in and other top officials looked on. Well, I was just barely alive during the Korean War. I was born in 1948. The war ended, I think, in 52. So I was just a little baby, a little child. I still remember my uncle, though, coming from home from Korea after the war. I remember that. That's been a lot of years ago. But the Koreas are still going at each other. Taiwan jet lands on highway for Chinese invasion war game. Fighter jets, by the way, folks, these are F-16s, fighter jets. We manufacture them. Fighter jets practiced landing on a highway in southern Taiwan on Wednesday as part of an annual live-fire military exercise that stimulates defending the island against an invasion by China. Democratic Taiwan lives under a constant threat of invasion by Beijing, which claims the island as part of its territory and has vowed to one day seize it by force if necessary. Military tensions have risen to their highest in decades under President Xi Jinping, with China now routinely sending fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers into Taiwan's air defense zone, and state media regularly publicizing invasion drills. That is a pretty serious move in my mind, folks. Taiwan is dependent on the U.S., I guess you say, for protection and supply. Given our record, I don't think any nation should depend too much on America for about anything. We can't feed them. We can't feed ourselves. We can't clothe them. We don't make our own clothes. What can they depend on us for? Military might? Sure, like Vietnam. April 1975, I was eating dinner when I saw us pull out of Vietnam. I lost friends over there. I was there. Broke my heart. Just a few weeks ago, we pulled out of Afghanistan. And we shouldn't have been in either war. We should not have been in either war. But the people of those areas trusted us and thought we would keep our word and defend them. We just walked out and forgot about them. So if that's something that concerns you, then I don't know what else to say, except America cannot be dependent upon. If I need an ally, I will not choose America. Chinese warships sailing near Alaska's Aleutian Islands, shadowed by U.S. Coast Guard. This is now in our own hemisphere. The U.S. Coast Guard recently released a set of pictures of the Legend-class cutter USCGC Berthoff shadowing a group of four Chinese warships sailing in America's exclusive economic zone near Alaska's Aleutian Islands back in August. The emergence of these pictures follows its editor-in-chief of Global Times, a newspaper under the direct control of the Chinese Communist Party, taking to Twitter to criticize U.S. Navy operations in the Pacific. They routinely challenge many of Beijing's widely disputed maritime territorial claims, especially in the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait, and warn of tit-for-tat activities on the part of the People's Liberation Army Navy. Okay. So you bring ships over here, we'll send ships over there. You shatter our ships in China, they'll come here and we'll shatter your ships in Aleutian Islands. Folks, I don't know what all this is going to end up. I do know that rumors are going around that Trump wanted to invade China to save his presidency. You heard that. General Miley supposedly said that. I don't know whether to believe it or not. But the tensions are growing worldwide between neighboring countries and growing between the nations that are thousands of miles apart. I've always wondered why it is that the common people, that's me and you, who would never go into any other country just to shoot somebody for any reason, to go to war. We don't pick the wars. We don't cause the wars. The elite, the power hungry, the greedy cause wars. We're just the people who fight them for them. We're the ones that they call up to go out and die on the battlefield for the glorious cause of whatever the reason may be. And in all the wars I've studied, and folks, I've studied some wars. I've written some books, and one of the chapters of the book that I've written is entitled America, a Victim of War. I went back several wars ago to prove how we were tricked, deceived into wars, including World War II. Oh, yeah. Vietnam, of course, Afghanistan, of course, we were tricked 9/11 again. Nothing has ever changed. American people are easily steered into the direction that they're told to go because we have this false idea of patriotism. We'll believe our leaders because, after all, they're Americans. Shame on us. Got a couple articles about very quick today, and I've enjoyed this. I hope you have. But a couple articles, different topics. Robot vacuums are learning to avoid dog poop, but that's not all they can see. But in the home, this technology is now deployed for the mundane task of spotting dog poop, a feature with expansive potential privacy cost. Roomba J7 Plus, the latest version of iRobot's popular home vacuum, claims to give customers even more control over their clean, and with a camera that can identify and avoid pet droppings instead of smearing it all over the floor. The device will gracefully avoid the poop and even snap a picture and send it to your phone if you're out, the company says. The $849 vacuum released last week relies on AI-boosted brain and camera system to identify objects on the floor in real time. It's designed to be a thoughtful, collaborative cleaning partner suited for people who want tech to serve them better, iRobot says in a news release. For the company that pioneered robot vacuums, it represents a significant upgrade. Okay. You got a vacuum cleaner that can send you a picture of dog poop and tell you if you're not home, hey, your dog pooped in your house. I'm not making it up. I'm serious. I just shared it with you. And the article I want to wrap up with, the one I just mentioned, fears that Trump might launch a strike prompted General to reassure China according to the book the general wrote. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff twice called his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration to reassure him that Donald J. Trump had no plans to attack China in an effort to remain in power and that the United States was not collapsing, according to Peril, a new book by the Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. Things may look unsteady, General Mark A. Milley told General Lejeune of China on January 8th, 2 days after Mr. Trump's supporters stormed in the Capitol to try to stop the certification of his election laws, and then second of two such calls. But that's the nature of the democracy, General A. We are 100% steady. Everything's fine, but democracy can be sloppy sometimes. Yet despite his assurances, General Milley was so concerned about Mr. Trump that later that day he convened a meeting with top commanders to remind them that the procedures for launching a nuclear weapon call for this for his involvement in such a decision. Did it happen the way he said? I don't know, folks. Trump had an ego bigger in Texas. I don't know. Would he went to war to stay in the presidency? Well, he won't be the first president or administration to go to war to maintain power. I don't know. I really don't know. These are things going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to. These are things that keep us ignorant of. For whatever reason, they don't want us to see these things because then maybe we'll get our eyes open and do something about it. Maybe we'll think we'll panic. But friends, America has not been the good guys for a long time in most places around the world. And I know, I've been in some of those places. We say we think we are, and maybe we have good intentions, at least the young guys over there are doing what they're doing. But the higher up the elite of this nation and this and the world, it's all about greed and control. That's why they call it a new world order. That's why they call them the elite. That's what it's all about. They lust and they want more, and they don't mind taking your sons and daughters to die for their pocketbooks. Folks, I'll see you back here on Friday. Have a wonderful day. Give me a call at 800-375-4188, and I'll talk to you Friday. I'll see you in my program tonight at 8 o'clock.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.